Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I've spoken before about one of my hobbies, which is researching old newspapers for fascinating stories and content. When I say old newspapers, I'm not talking about a Toledo Blade from last June or a New York Times from 2 years ago. I'm talking about really old newspapers, papers from a century or more ago. What makes the pursuit so much fun is the stark difference in journalistic styles between then and now. The prose that was published in newspapers and journals in the 1800s and early 1900s would never make it past the copy editors of today. Even so, I think the old way was a lot more entertaining. Let me read you a few paragraphs from an article published in my hometown of Tiffin, down in Seneca County. The article was published in the Tiffin Weekly Tribune on July 12, 1877. The paper is known today as the Advertiser Tribune, and I remember delivering the Tiffin paper when I was a kid growing up in nearby Sycamore. Here's what the Weekly Tribune published in 1877, and I'm reading verbatim here. "Since the Murphy movement has been in progress here, there has been no disorderly conduct, no hideous night yells, no arrests for drunkenness or other cause. All is peaceful and harmonious. McCutcheonville was formerly noted as a hard place, but now it is distinguished for its quiet, industrious, inoffensive inhabitants. The temperance movement has certainly done a great work here. The Murphys here now number about 400, which we think challenges comparison with any town of the same number of people in the state. Meetings are held every Wednesday evening. There seems to be no relaxation of vigor and earnestness in the work here." End quote. Well, it certainly appears that the village of McCutcheonville was a village almost idyllic in its peacefulness and righteousness. But let me also share a report from the same Tiffin newspaper 2 months earlier in May of 1877. The article reported on the growing enthusiasm in the community for the temperance movement inspired by Francis Murphy and his followers in the National Christian Temperance Union. The article noted that between 200 and 300 local citizens had taken the pledge to avoid all alcohol going forward. Here is the pledge they took. "With malice toward none and charity to all, I, the undersigned, do pledge my word and honor, God helping me, to abstain from all intoxicating liquors as a beverage, and that I will, by all honorable means, encourage others to abstain." End quote. Well, good for all those who signed the pledge, I say, but alas, not all was hunky-dory in McCutcheonville. The same edition of the Tiffin paper included this report. "Last Wednesday evening, the house of John Heaton, residing about 1 mile east of this village, was entered by burglars while he and his family were at the temperance meeting. The house was thoroughly ransacked, but only a small amount of money was found, which was pocketed by the thieves. Other minor items also were stolen. There is no clue to the villain." End quote. It's a sad tale, and I would understand perfectly if the trauma of the robbery sent Mr. Heaton to the nearest tavern for a shot of their best hooch. If so, he probably regretted taking the pledge of total abstinence in the first place.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.